Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chukma, up and down the Cusco. Also, shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. This is Grady Deaton, Coffee at KYUK. As usual, excited and sharing my excitement with you, sharing some of that excitement also on the line today, Christy Schallenberger. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Grady.
Have a nice show.
Thank you. So the U.S. Census Bureau will end its count a month earlier than planned, which could leave a lot of rural Alaskans uncounted. And that means communities might lose thousands of dollars of funding. And Alaska already has a low response rate. With us today is Bethel's own Donna Bach, Tribal Partner Specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Christy. And good morning, Bethel. Wakachingachit. Miss you guys.
I'm sure Bethel definitely misses you. So why is the deadline shortened? When is the new deadline?
There was an announcement by Director Stephen Dillingham earlier this week, or actually last week on August 3rd. Essentially, the U.S. Census Bureau had to evaluate its operational plan in order to collect and timely process the 2020 census data. As most folks who are aware in the region, Dr. Dillingham helped launch and kick off the first count in Tuxuk Bay back in January, on January 21st, earlier this year. And those were such fabulous times, even in the middle of winter. And as you know, and as the world knows, we're amidst this pandemic called COVID, which suspended the timeline of operations. My understanding is that a robust field data collection operation is continuing, that the agency is continuing to work very hard to receive responses from households that have yet to respond to the census, and that we are improving the speed of our count without sacrificing completeness. So the agency is working harder than ever to ensure a complete count and to end the field data collection by the end of September.
So what does this new deadline mean for rural Alaskans?
Here's the silver lining. Remote Alaska, which are a lot of the smaller villages, like not including Bethel, the remote Alaska enumeration is complete, and there were over 200 remote Alaska villages that participated in the count. It was a different type of enumeration methodology. And so where the real focus is going to be on communities like Bethel, non-response follow-up communities or update leave communities, like the regional hubs, and communities like in Kodiak, Southeast, Barrow, Nome, Bethel, that's where we would really like to move the dial in terms of response rates. Right now, for folks listening or tuning in from Bethel, Bethel is at 33.6% of response. So that means one out of every three Bethel households have responded to the census. And so we want to just reassure that there is still time to respond. And if people do not want to receive a visit by a census taker, they're going to have to call 1-844-330-2020. Again, 1-844-330-2020. If they have a data plan on their phone, they can also do the census right now using their phone or their laptop by visiting my2020census.gov. It takes less than 10 minutes. It's safe, easy, and important. And I would love it if my hometown of Bethel could be the first community in Alaska to get 100% participation rate. Could it be that hard, Christy?
I am not doing your job, so I don't know, but it does sound like a pretty tough job. and to get 100 people to respond. Well,
100%
you know, something
of
I'm
people.
Curious, huh? 100%
of people,
yes.
Yes.
But I'm sure if anyone can make it happen, it's you, Donna. a Washington Post article did mention, though, that the Census Bureau will hire more people now to meet the deadline. Is that happening here in rural Alaska and Bethel, and how is that working?
It's my understanding that they're incorporating a flexible design to continue to work on meeting the demands and the requirements of the executive order, and they are looking at they're being adaptable to secure the additional resources to help speed up the work. So it's my understanding that they are, for people that have met those clearances or have been hired, they're even, allowing staff to operate on extended hours to maximize the hours worked. So it's my understanding that the flexible design is hopefully going to serve to be more agile to meet the deadline.
Mm-hmm. So there's been a few organizations, you know, the Alaska Federation of Natives and National Congress of Native American Indians and an advocacy group, Native Peoples Organization, to name a few, that are not happy with their deadline. Some say it will lead to an inaccurate count, which will hurt funding communities that have less resources, you know, like a lot of your rural communities out here. And in fact, some said it will hurt their well-being as they're impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. What has been the Census Bureau's response to that?
I don't make the decisions per se, but those are definitely powerful partners and advocates that have helped champion the 2020 census. And there are probably a lot of other policy advisors and leaders across Alaska that are trying to attempt to, extend the timeline for the census. But the fact of the matter is, you know, there's 750,000 people in Alaska, give or take. The majority of the people in Alaska have received the initial invitation to respond back in March and April. Nearly 99% of the remote Alaska operation is complete, and where we need to move that mark or improve that one out of every three people responding is as simple as picking up the phone, and it takes less than 10 minutes. It's safe, easy, important, confidential. And, I feel sometimes that amidst the pandemic, I'm at home more. I have a little more time on my hands. I've organized my living room several times. This is a really safe and secure opportunity that takes less than 10 minutes. And if you don't want anyone to come visit your door, you're going to fill out the census, especially if you're leery about anyone wanting to come and visit. And so, I don't want to say that time is on our side, but I want to, reiterate how important this measure is, not only for all of the policy initiatives that, AFN and other key leadership groups are advocating for on behalf of specifically Alaska Native and American Indian interests.
Well, and so let's get to the most important question. How can we help Donna Bach reach her dream of her hometown being the first one to have 100% response rate? How do people do that?
Well, I think, to me it's about being neighborly, and I think a community like Bethel has a great, great sense of community and moving forward. I mean, just seeing, the love of the local school district teachers doing caravans and parades to visit or show their presence in front of school children. To me, it's sort of how do we put, a priceless sort of factor on the beauty of our communities. How do we advocate or become neighborly to one another? And here's the risk of an undercount. A 1% undercount for Alaska, again, 750,000 people, 1% of that is 7,500 people. That's more than the number of people that possibly live in Bethel. 7,500 times $3,000. I don't want to do all this math, but like an undercount of over the course of 10 years could of 1% for Alaska could equal $225 million that is simply left on the table for the government to spend however it wants. Wouldn't you rather feel empowered and own that money so that it's coming into your community to fix the roads, to improve the water health and safety infrastructure, to improve, you know, education funding that's coming in to feed our children, you know, school lunches or for medical transportation that gets us from one community to the next if there's a medical emergency? All of those funds are hinged on census participation, and I cannot reiterate enough how important it is for us to reach out to our neighbors, reach out to our elders, reach out to our advocates, or even the people that, you know, want nothing to do with the government. If we can convince even the most unwilling to engage in this, it's the equivalent of a dividend worth $3,000 times 10 over the course of 10 years per person, or per person that isn't counted. So cooperate with census takers when they come, if they come visit your door. You know, use technology. They will have devices and be official badged employees if they do a household visit. But understand they may not visit your household more than once. They may leave a reminder. And please take that reminder seriously to respond online, because there still is time. Again, the number is 1-844-330-2020. And I appreciate the opportunity, Christy.
Well, and I have just, we have a little bit more time. So, to talk about what's on the census form and how people can fill it out. I feel like people cannot hear that enough on air or everywhere else. So can you walk us through that real quick before we say goodbye?
Yes. Yeah, the census only asks a few questions, like the interview is going to be very quick and easy. It asks questions like name, age, race, and sex. It doesn't ask for social security numbers, bank information, or citizenship status. And it's easy, even if there are people that have limited English proficiency. If the census taker doesn't speak your language, they have resources that can connect you with someone who does, or they can provide a specific phone number, depending on the language that folks speak, to provide a contact over the phone. It's safe. Census takers will wear masks and follow public health guidelines when they visit. And by law, they must keep your answers confidential for life. We face stiff fines and jail time if we breach any sort of privacy or confidentiality when conducting the brief interview. And we will not share any responses with any local or federal agencies. All the information is gathered in an aggregate manner and then disseminated to different agencies. But it's wiped clean of, you know, identifiers. And it's important by answering the few questions to help shape the future of your community for the next 10 years. And so there is an ethnicity question as well. And so for Alaska Native people residing in the region, they're, if they are prompted, they can choose the Alaska Native box if that's how they identify. And they can also choose what tribe that they are affiliated with. It's not about enrollment. It's, again, about which tribe or tribes are they or their children affiliated with when they fill out the census. I hope that helps.
No, it does. And could you repeat that phone number again that people can reach you just one more time?
1-844-330-2020. That's basically the national call center for anyone to call and fill out their census. And please note their physical address. So, like, I know that's a complicated thing in Bethel. Often people have P.O. boxes. When you provide your physical address, you're going to want to state that you live at, you know, 123 Eddie Hoffman Highway or 210A Blueberry Subdivision. Pretend you're ordering Snack Shack and then, you know, note your physical address when you're filling out the census.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on and giving us all that updated information. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time, and I hope everyone in Bethel and stays safe and healthy, and I hope everyone picks as many berries and gets all their silver salmon and moose hunting needs met this fall and winter. Thank you, KYK.
Thank you. That's Bethel's own Donna Bach, tribal partner specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau, talking about the new deadline to wrap up the count and what it means to rural Alaskans. I'm your host, Christy Schallenberger. Back to you, Grady.
That just leaves me one thing to say to listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.